This is something that's been bugging me as a side quest. So I am doing a PhD in decarbonising home energy heating. But as a side quest, I noticed that when I publish my podcast RSS feed, it's being pulled down 1,000 times more than being needed by all the big players. I reckon just the four, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and whoever it's Podbean, are between them wasting 100 kilowatt hours of electricity globally just pulling down podcast feeds. Anyway, here we go. So the problem is that even with well-understood protocols, federated ones like are all fashionable now and our social media and podcast and RSS is coming back because certain actors in social media are not making themselves popular, even though some of these protocols are 20 years old, more, they're being used very badly. So the problem is, in theory, if you have a federated system like, say, the Fediverse, that there's no one player that is so powerful that if they behave badly, you have to continue to work with them. The problem is, for example, with Apple's podcast directory, is if you don't appear in there, lots and lots of people will never know about your podcast at all. So Apple is very influential, likewise Amazon, likewise Spotify. And as it happens, therefore, they will not spend the roughly day of engineering work it would take to avoid 99% of the waste they're currently inducing. So I've named Apple, Amazon, and Spotify here. There's another player I'd never even heard of called Podbean, so I deliberately didn't update my podcast for 3 months. Guess how often Podbean polls every day to see if I've changed my mind? Anyone like to guess an order of magnitude? How much?
Every second?
Not quite that bad, but it is literally every 6 minutes.
Wow.
Right? Okay, next one. So, order of magnitude solutions here. So I've written a little archive paper, or I will put it up soon, but I wrote five things you can do that they could do to be better. So whenever you do a request over HTTP, which is how podcast feeds are retrieved, I respond when I serve the file back to you with a content max age, how long you should cache it for. If you're beating me too fast and I serve you a 503 or 429 error, I say a request after. So I give you some fairly strong clues there, saying there is no point in polling me again in 6 minutes' time. In fact, I quite often say, come back in a day. No one pays any attention to any of those whatsoever, right? That's the first thing. If your browsers were like that, your browsing experience would be awful. So this is really, really basic stuff which has existed from HTTP 1. But I also suggest some defensive rules that you can put into your static configuration for your web server. So I have some fun where Apple doesn't even allow you to compress the response, which is really stupid because RSS is at least like four times compressible. So I randomly reject 3 out of 4 of their requests, which gets the bandwidth back to roughly where it would have been if they'd done the right thing in the first place. So my estimate is, seriously, if those four top users would spend the day to actually respect the 20-year-old elements of the protocols that they're ignoring, it would save, well, a considerable amount of money and carbon. Another problem is that the creators of podcasts are not rich people often, right? They're not all Joe Rogan or whatever his name is. So they're paying bandwidth charges because Apple can't be bothered to do it right. But, I mean, probably no extra person will die from the extra carbon emissions from these things. But it's a bit of a canary in the coal mine. It's about, like, anyone here who is running a web server has been blasted by OpenAI and everyone else scraping their content, right? But if you can't be bothered to fix something as simple as this, which all the tools you need to use it and all the protocol headers have been in place for 2 decades, what chance have we got that people are going to be responsible with newer, really power-hungry things like AI? So this is my view here. Now, who knows about Rachel on the Bay? No? Okay. So there, me and a German guy and she have all encountered this problem, and she has got a sort of feed tester that you can connect your podcast retriever to and see how well it behaves. And it will be quite nice. There are many initiatives, you know, where you go and test your website and see how green it is. If Apple could point their thing at yours and you say, oh, you're an E this week. Because, of course, we're all sort of engineers in this room, right? So if you see a number, you can make number go up. So if we made this really easy for people to do, I think we'd take out a whole chunk of waste out of this piece of the ecosystem. Right, so this is the bottom of it. Let me say the bit I'm not talking about here is every podcast feed now allows you to specify multiple versions of the same media. So by default, you'll get served an MP3. But you can also say, oh, I'm on my mobile phone and I'd like Opus instead. Save 10 times the bandwidth of the data being transmitted as well. So guess how well that implemented is. So there's a lot of waste here which could be very easily removed, which would be climate saving, bandwidth saving, and money saving. There we go. That was my lightning talk. Okay, well, if there's any questions, please go ahead.
Did you hear what Reddit did a few years ago? So they had an option to serve your images in different qualities, and instead of just serving you one quality, they, with every request, gave you each quality.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we could do things badly too, right? Okay. Yep.
So your presentation and the recommendations you do, are they online?
Yeah, if you go to my site, which is earth.org.uk, and search for RSS in the search box, it's called RS Inefficiency is the thing. And you can search for it now. It's up in even Google Scholar, I think, now as well.
So earth.org, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
On my server, 99.2% of the traffic is just people scraping it.
Yes. So one thing which happily blocks Facebook scraping is the same thing I do with Apple, which is they will not even offer gzip as an encoding format, off is the technical term. And it's great, and that blocks all the Facebook things straight off. If they will not even let you compress the stuff, just tell them to go away, because there's no good reason for that for any substantial use. And so there's a bunch of things. If you look on my page, you'll see there's a few. They're RSS specific, but they're very easy to adapt. And it's just config in the web server. There's nothing else. Anything else? Okay.
What's your PhD about?
Improving UK home heating decarbonisation. So anyway, it's also avoiding wasting energy doing other things we want to.
Again, on your part and your time you would have spent, have you considered like some automatic responses for the big contributors, like having, I don't know, an automatic mail that is sent to some Facebook thread or something like that?
There's nowhere to go. I do know, for example, I do know a bloke inside Amazon who's pretty senior, and I've told him about this, and he is cringing suitably. But I mean, you know, there's nothing you can do. I am hoping ultimately by publishing on Archive and by coming and giving talks like this that eventually someone will be embarrassed enough at one of the organisations to go and say, why are we doing this? But I have no more control than that, right? Right, I think we might be done.
Thank you so much.
Hey.